Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty then. Steelers 24, Colts 17. Another Monday Night Football win for Mike Tomlin. Best Monday Night Football record by a coach in NFL history. Another Monday Night Football factoid. The Steelers tie the 49ers for the most wins in Monday Night Football history. So congratulations on all their team success. And now they've won 8 in a row against the Colts. It's also Kenny Pickett's first road victory. And there will be many of those, Chris. Especially with the way our guy, Kenny effing Pickett, came through in the fourth quarter of that game. How you like that, Donnie Football? You were drinking those rum and cokes, baby. You were making it onto Monday Night Football for less than a second, but still it counts. I've never been on Monday Night Football before, Malzie. Have you?
Matter of time for you. Matter of time, Pony.
Hey, if Dennis Miller and Tony Kornheiser can get in the booth, how about you and me?
I think you'll make it
there.
How
about Pony and Muller?
Didn't people hate both of them in the booth, though? I guess we've already got that covered, or at least I do.
Malzie, you sound dour. You sound like you're not hyped about this game.
No, I'm just ready to give an honest, objective analysis of what I saw.
Exactly. That's why they pay us the big bucks, to be honest. So I'll start. A plus for Pickett.
I give him a B for the whole game. I give him a B.
A B?
I thought it was his best game overall.
A B?
Yeah, a B. Sure. A B.
You must have not listened to Starkey when he said that it was the most accurate performance by a quarterback in maybe Steelers history. You must have toned that out as he walked out the door.
Well, yeah, he threw two balls that were uncatchable, a deep ball to the right out that was way over somebody's head, and then he skipped one in the dirt or the pebble tires. Guys got their hands on other passes, but that doesn't mean they were really good throws.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to really ding them for that, that's grading with the most fine-tooth comb possible.
Well, that's what I do as an objective analyst.
No, and the objective doesn't mean you're harder on Pickett. It means you're equally hard.
Well, how did
on
you
him.
Give him an A plus if he had incompletions, though?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't that automatically mean he wasn't 100%
so
perfect?
So you have to complete every single one of your passes to get an A plus from Malzie?
Listen, when I took tests in Catholic school and at Penn
State. Well, that was your mom's teaching
but
system.
But at Penn State, it wasn't my mom's teaching system. It was a public university. A plus was reserved for a 100% correct rate. If you got a 99, guess what? You
guess
got an
what?
A.
I'm not even grading on a curve with him. I think objectively, for any quarterback to do what he did in that game, specifically to engineer the drive that won the game in the fourth quarter, you came on the air yesterday and I thought did a great job of setting the stage for this game. You're like, look, don't get excited, guys. Don't get your hopes up on Pickett in this game, Pony. This is a tough assignment for him.
I thought he played his best game as a professional. It doesn't equate to an A plus for me, but I thought he played his best game as a pro.
Yep.
And I thought he made what could turn out to be, if the rest of this year continues to be a linear set kind of progress for him, linear progression in a good way, like Mike Tomlin expects. I think he and Pickens hooked up on a throw that people are going to cite back if he turns into a star, or even a very good quarterback, and say, that's maybe where things started to turn.
Now, there were three of those.
There's one. It's third and nine. Yep. They've gone three and out twice. On one of those three and outs, he did throw the skipper.
Yep.
They are clearly behind the eight ball momentum-wise.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And he lays one out from the end zone view. It showed it perfectly. He throws a guy open, trusts a guy to make a catch and make a play. They get 13 yards. I don't want to take away from that play by saying, well, he also got hit in the face, so it would have been a 15-yard penalty anyway. He made...
That just made an even better throw that under duress and pressure, he still delivered a perfect ball.
He made a 10 out of 10 throw when they needed one with the looming recent history of having gone completely silent last week in the second half. It felt like a seminal moment early in his career.
And I worthy give him of an A-plus on that throw for Chris Muller. That's an A-plus
throw.
That
was an A-plus throw. It was not an A-plus game, but it was an A-plus throw.
So, also, you need to account on that play. What Pickens had done the previous plays. He had dropped two in a row from Pickens. So that took guts.
You mean Pickens had dropped two
Pickens
in a row from
Pickens had dropped two in a row from Pickens. I'm going to do that a lot between these two guys. I've
heard it'd be so much easier for you if it was just Montana and Rice.
Aikman was confusing James Pierre and Robert Spillane last night, and he's making a lot more money than me. So if I screw up Pickett and Pickens, my bad.
Who would do the other's job better, Spillane trying to cover people or Pierre trying to tackle people?
Hey, Pierre made a hell of a catch last night.
Well, that was probably
that
one of the best three
heck
catches
of, an
of the
interception.
Night.
They didn't do anything with it.
I think the reason I don't have him, the reason I have him as a B, so the catch on the sideline play to Pickens where Pickens drops the ball. I did agree with Joe. It could have been challenged and made a catch. You can make an argument there, although I think they would have upheld the no call.
So do I.
But I don't think that's a bad throw. I think that one's more on Pickens. Secure the ball. I think quarterbacks across the NFL have to throw that ball low and away. You could throw it higher, but you got to throw it low and away. The play I don't like that is going to get credited or ding to Pickens is you've got him running wide open.
At the end of the first half?
No. It's the one he drops that's similar. Was it at the end of the first half? He drops it in a similar fashion to the sideline ball. He's got to go down on a third down to get it.
That was in the third quarter. That was their second three and out.
So it was part of the three and out. That's right.
That's on Pickens. The ball's right in his hands.
It's on Pickett, too, though, because the ball could have been not thrown a foot off the ground.
But when the wide receiver gets his hands on the ball, and it's not like Sims had to go up for it when it didn't need to be thrown high, and he gets hit and the ball gets knocked out on the first drive of the game. I thought that was more a Pickett error than it was a Sims
drop. See, I think both of those are 50-50. You expect even a Steven Sims, if you get both hands on the ball, catch it. I expect
Donnie,
Pickens,
you want to break the tie here?
If you get both hands on the ball, catch it, throw a better ball.
Right
there
in his hands.
There was no need for that ball to be a foot off the ground.
I'll break the tie here.
On that particular play, I think Pickens should make the catch. I mean, what we've seen from him so far, I mean, he's already setting a very high bar for himself.
I would blame him more on that play because I have higher standards for him right now than I do for
Pickens. Let me ask you guys both this question.
Like 60-40
the two of you guys,
Pickens.
And I want to get our listeners involved early today at 412-928-9370. If you two guys had NFL MVP votes right now, who would you vote for? Who would be your first pick? Jalen Hurts. Donnie?
That'd be mine.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts went three quarters without a touchdown in Indianapolis. Three. And the funny thing about that is I did not watch that entire game, but because he showed tenacity late in that game and engineering two touchdown drives in the fourth quarter, they only won that game 17-16. He got praised for that.
Thought rushing touchdowns needed to count, which is what he scored
to win
the game.
No, I know.
Aren't you giving him more credit for that?
I'm saying three quarters, they didn't score a touchdown there, Philadelphia. Rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown, offensive touchdown, period. He went 45 minutes plus without scoring there. Who would be second in your MVP voting?
Probably Patrick Mahomes.
Malzi?
Trevor Lawrence, I think, because he scored 27 in a loss in Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
No, but I'm saying he would be second in your MVP voting.
No, but
seven.
No, but I'm not just going to play your little game.
Why
here.
Not?
Because it's
Why
a very
not?
It's a very cherry-picked game.
I'm bringing up the two best quarterbacks in the NFL this season and speaking to the challenge of going into Indianapolis and playing well.
Wait, you guys didn't even agree with me yesterday because I was the one who was wrong. Because 43% of the people there were Steelers fans, so the cauldron of Indianapolis wasn't such.
No, you said that it was a tough game.
And I was wrong, apparently, because I said the crowd noise would be a factor, but we had a Colts insider say the building's a tomb, and it was almost a 50-50 crowd.
Well,
I was wrong about that.
Regardless of what the crowd looks like at their games, their defense has done a number on great quarterbacks. Mahomes had his lowest passer rating of the season there. They scored 17 points. Pickett had his best passer rating game.
Which is still just an 87.5 rating.
Okay.
That's below league average
All right.
this year.
So you think if without a rookie curve, he had a below average game?
No, I just said he had a B. I'm just telling you the league average passer rating for 2022 is 90.
I think the drive to win the game had all the ingredients and elements of the worst we've seen from Matt Canada as a play caller this year. He overall did not have a horrible game, Canada. Let me start by saying that because I don't want people to say, oh, here you go. You're just when something works, you're giving Pickett praise, and when something doesn't, you're getting on Canada. I think overall he probably had a pretty good game as an offensive coordinator. But that drive had all of the bells and whistles from the Canada offense that we've come to hate, and Pickett had to overcome that. Like a screen to Zach Gentry that went for negative
yards.
Donnie,
I wanted that to go for a tutty for you. I really wanted to see a Gentry touchdown.
How about shovel pass at the goal line
to Tito.
To Derek Watt? To Tito Watt?
Do we have to call him Tito today, though? He had a crucial third down pickup.
And I didn't know until today that in short yardage situations this year, do you know he's actually 4-for-4?
I actually did know that. He's been automatic.
So...
Listen, the reason I give him a B is this. I put my grades out there to try to, you know, explain myself in real time. B plus first half because I thought it was about as good as he's looked, which is a B plus for me this year. B minus second half.
Because wait, you thought his second half was worse than his first?
I am grading the entire half. They had 2-3 and outs, which I would put partly on him, throw a little bit better of a ball, more on Pickens, but partly on him.
Yep.
And one stellar drive where he and they... kicked ass. His 2-point play to Pickens is my favorite play of the year thus far. He threw the ball back outside before Pickens had done his little move
to
get open.
How about the ball he zipped into Freiermuth on third down?
It was a very good ball. He threw one to Deontay on an out route that was an NFL throw, hitting a guy going upfield. A tough throw. He made multiple tough throws. He played well. But what I am not going to go on this show and do is blow sunshine up everyone's rear ends and say he had an A-plus game.
He did.
He didn't.
So when he performs better against that defense in that building than any quarterback in the league this year, it's not an A-plus performance from a quarterback. It's not.
No, it's not.
How many balls did he throw that could have been turnovers? How many mistakes did he make where you're like, oh my God.
That's probably the next best thing he did. I didn't have a turnover graded throw there.
Okay.
On the Mulsey football focus.
So he has a clutch fourth quarter drive to win the game where he did most of the work.
But why were they in a clutch situation at that point? Because they had again gone 3 and out twice to start the second half.
They had 8 plays in the second half. They had 8 plays. They only had 2 full possessions in the second half. One... he did not make a good throw on. I admit that. He was not a good play. And the second one is number one wide receiver dropped the ball. And the reason why his passer rating or QBI isn't higher, QBR isn't higher.
His QBR was good, actually, which reflects fourth quarter
performance. His passer rating isn't 100 because an $18 million receiver dropped a touchdown pass again, and they ended up running that ball in instead of having a passing touchdown.
He played well. He did not play an A-plus game. He played well. I'm very encouraged by what I saw.
So what would he have needed to do to get an A-plus from Chris?
Go perfect, I guess.
What would he needed to do to get an A?
If he hits Pickens with both of those throws and they don't have 3 and outs, I'd probably bump him up to an A-minus. If he makes a better throw to Pickens in the end zone that goes off Pickens' hands, I think he gets into the A-minus.
So how much of that did you put on Pickett?
I still thought he missed a wide-open throw. Do former players' opinions when they're watching the game count at all?
Sure, of course they do.
Ramon Foster, got to make that throw. Other pros who have played for this franchise who clearly want to see Kenny succeed, got to make that throw.
Yep.
I take their
now,
word.
Now, Orlovsky is saying looks like a franchise quarterback this morning. Where do you come down on that take? Not a B from Orlovsky, franchise quarterback material from Orlovsky.
I'm more encouraged about Kenny Pickett at 2:17 p.m. on November 29th than I was at 8:13 p.m. on November 28th.
And
I'm feeling better about him, I'm not going to give in to this desire around town and in this room I'm sitting in right now to fawn over everything he does.
It was
as
a fawnable game. It was absolutely a fawnable game.
He threw for 170 yards, and I know his receivers didn't help him, but a fawnable game is 350 yards and kicking ass.
He was the best quarterback in the NFL this week.
By whose rankings?
Pro Football Focus.
When Pro Football Focus tells you that Chooks is a very good tackle this year, which they have said on numerous occasions,
say? That's actually not true.
They have told you, they have put out rankings that have placed him as having games that you thought sucked and they graded him out well. What then? PFF exists He's a
60.9 this year, Chris Tukes Okorafor.
He has had games in the 70s where you thought he sucked, and for them, that's an objectively good grade. And 60 for them is actually not a bad grade, technically.
Yes, it is.
They've explained
it's slightly above average, at best.
That's not bad.
Okay, it's
by
not
definition,
good.
Above average is better than average.
They said he was better than the 31 other quarterbacks that played this week.
I disagree with that. Just like you've disagreed with it when they've rated a player away that you didn't think was
right. He played the most accurate game of any quarterback in the NFL this week, and he's a rookie.
So would you have taken his game over Jalen Hurts' game on Sunday night?
Yes, as a passer, absolutely I would. Passing grade.
As a passer, what about as a runner?
I thought Pickett did not run for 157 yards like Hurts, but he also extended drives with his feet in this game too.
Would you have taken him over Trevor Lawrence's game?
Yes.
Even with what Lawrence did down the stretch in that game?
Yes, down the stretch. Pickett did the same thing down the stretch.
Lawrence made more big-time throws, big-time throws down the field on that one drive than I think Pickett made in the whole game.
How many bad throws did Pickett have in the fourth quarter?
He didn't have any.
Exactly.
Okay, so now we're just saying because he didn't screw up, it's an A+?
What kind of standard are we establishing here? No, you're doing the exact opposite. When he plays against an elite pass defense and does better than the two best quarterbacks in the NFL this year on the
road. They're more of an elite run defense than they are a pass defense. They came into the game better on the run than on the pass. They're better than average against the pass, but they're not like awesome.
And
they have the third fewest interceptions as a team in the NFL.
In the world they shut down Mahomes and shut down Hurts for almost the entire game.
It's probably Frank Reich's excellent game plan.
Defensively.
He's just a great coach. Overall, he inspired the team to a great game plan.
Well, he wasn't the coach for the Eagles game, but I guess that would count for
the Chiefs game.
The Chiefs game, yeah.
Man, Davis Mills must be a franchise passer. He tied the Colts. Now, granted, it was in Houston, but he tied the Colts and threw two touchdowns. We might as well put a bust in the Hall
of
Fame
for Davis
Mills.
Donnie, give a grade here. Are you closer to me or Mueller on this?
I need to light a cigarette in here, Donnie. Do we have rules against that? I just looked back at Davis Mills' stat line, and I am
That's our boy
sweating.
Mills Davis
Malzie's
right
taking
there.
Malzie's taking a pledge out of the Chris Mack playbook here.
No, I'm not. I have an opinion.
I think I'm going to be closer to Chris here. I'll give Kenny a B+ for last night. So kind of between what you guys have said. A+. That would have resulted in a couple of touchdowns. I know one was on Deontay Johnson. One, I would say, mostly on Kenny for not being a touchdown.
I would say 75-25 Pickett on that throw at the end of the first half.
Yes. And again, that's just because of how...
75-25 Pickett, that, the quarterback.
Correct.
Two pick-ins, right?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Sure.
Yes. And because of what we've seen from Pickens already this year, I thought he probably could have gone up to get that, but it would have been a very impressive catch. If he gets those touchdowns, which I know one of them not in his control because Deontay drops and showed up at that point in the game, then I'm definitely giving him an A. I don't know about an A+. But
what if
Freiermuth
actually makes a play on the ball two plays before Pickens and scores a touchdown there? How about that?
I mean, that was a good throw, just well defended.
No, Aikman said get back to the ball. That's all on the tight end on that play. That's two plays before the Pickens.
Is Aikman
throw.
A fully reliable narrator? He's a former quarterback. What if Jay Novacek was on the call and
what
said that's on
Jay
the quarterback?
What if it was Jay Witten again, who's or Jason Witten back in the booth with new hair, saying he pulled a rabbit out of up his sleeve or whatever stupid malapropes he would do?
I would have liked to seen. I would have liked touchdowns from Kenny, but he was very solid. I'll say
If I'm giving him a B and trying to explain it better without having to try to explain why it's not an A+, it's that he looked fully in control of what he was doing the entire game. I do think passes were dropped. Some of them were good throws that were dropped. Some of them were throws that could have been better and might not have been dropped as a result. But they're drops nonetheless to one degree or another. He looked at all times like a guy fully in control of what he was doing, which again was never more evident then on a 3rd and 9 when I think the collective you-know-what here was puckering across town, and he threw a strike with a guy coming at him, hitting him in the face. And if that behind-the-end-zone view there is the best one, he throws that ball to a spot and trusts that that guy's going to be there, and he was.
Where does that play rank for you?
It's a top-5 throw for him this year, given the setting he was in, given what had transpired to that point in the half and what transpired last week in the second half, it's a top-5 play. The number one play of the year for me with him is the two-pointer. He's moving. His eyes are up.
I think it's the everybody, think it's Pickens on third down.
Everybody thinks he's going to run for that two-point conversion. Instead, he and the guy everyone is desperate for him to continue building chemistry with are on the same page, and he throws the ball where only his guy's going to get it. And if he doesn't throw it when he throws it, it gets knocked down. I love that play. That was a great play, but I'm not giving the guy an A+.
Even though he's now gone 100 passes without a turnover, and it wasn't just good luck in this game?
I feel like we've ripped Aaron Rodgers for that before when he will like play risk-averse football.
He's Aaron Rodgers! He's Aaron bleeping Rodgers!
No, it's good that he's not turning the ball over. Now the chocolate peanut butter here is continue to not turn the ball over while also throwing more touchdowns.
I thought he did exactly that in this game. I thought he didn't turn the ball over and he didn't play just dink and dunk football. They opened things up with a play action pass under center, which would have never happened last year because Ben refused to do that. And beautiful throw, beautiful catch by Pickens to get 2 feet in bounds. That's a field-flipping big play, 35 yards.
Well, if there's one thing I want him to do more of, and it's one thing I will scream about, and I think that they are getting to this point. I do. Kenny Pickett needs to make it his mission every game. I don't care if Deontay Johnson's feelings are hurt. I'm glad we had a classic Deontay takes yardage and then runs it off the play, trying to go, you know, laterally for 50 yards. When George Pickens is one-on-one with somebody, throw George Pickens the ball. When George Pickens is one with two coming over the top to help, throw George Pickens the ball. When George Pickens is open, just lay that ball up there as far as you can and let him run under it. That guy will make Kenny Pickett look better in the short term and be better in the long term.
Although he did have back-to-back drops.
I don't care.
Either did Pickett. He went back to him with the game on
the line.
Which is the
point.
Brilliant.
Which is the point I'm trying to make.
A+ in the fourth quarter should get him up to a B+ from Chris Mueller, for crying out loud. You can't even put a plus on that grade? My God, I'd hate to see what you gave Jalen Hurts in Indy, a D-. What you give Mahomes, a F+, for how they played in those games?
Mahomes I probably would have given
Kansas
like
City,
a D-.
17 points and a loss.
Mahomes I probably would have because he's won a Super Bowl and an MVP award. So yes, my standards do change. And you might say, well, that means Kenny should get an A+.
Yes.
But you would be inherently admitting that I'd have to grade him on a gentle curve. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.